a very special Saturday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Former Eagles safety Brian Dawkins finding out that he's been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. B-Doc, congratulations. What is the feeling like?
Well, it's kind of, you probably hear these things a lot of times when something big happens, but it's kind of surreal. Like, you believe it, but it's kind of hard to believe. The fact that, you know, I was telling my wife, Connie, that, you know, for a guy, small safety from Jacksonville, Florida, to now find himself in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that's something that I truly never really thought about growing up. I never thought about getting into the Hall of Fame, but here I am, being blessed to be in.
And it comes at a time when the Eagles are in Minneapolis, one win away from the first Super Bowl in franchise history. What a tremendously special opportunity.
Absolutely. So there's going to be a lot of celebrating going on. And I knew that when I said, you know, I've said this last year when we talked, that when I get in, we all get in. So that means the fans get in. So on top of that, on top of being a Hall of Fame fame-based now, you're going to have the opportunity to celebrate a Super Bowl as well. And that's what I'm feeling about this weekend.
So, Brian, you actually named into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Induction will come this summer in Canton, Ohio. Is it something you dreamed about your whole life? Does anybody ever dream about being that great?
Some people do. I think I've been blessed to have individuals along the way that have seen small things in me, more in me than I thought of myself. And I pushed, persevered, and made sure that those things come to fruition. Then all of a sudden, I reach a pinnacle, and then I have even more to accomplish because somebody else saw something else in me. So those individuals helped me along the way, and as I got older and grew up, I saw the opportunity to do something special, go to college, first of all. So there's small increments along the way, but to be honest with you, I was not one of those young kids running around saying, I'm going to be a Hall of Famer. That was just not in my dreams.
I spoke to Peter King from the MMQB earlier this week, and he said he was really going to advocate for you, and he felt that the Hall of Fame has kind of had a bias against defensive players and certainly has had a bias against safeties. This opens the door for many other players, great ones, at your position.
Yeah, and I think the thing, we've talked about this, I believe, in the past, is that the safeties have gotten a bad rap as being just the last line of defense. Like, we can't be game changers. Like, I consider myself to be a game changer. There's guys that are gone before me that were game changers. You can't tell me that the hit Atwater had against a Nigerian Nightmare didn't change that game. You can't tell me Leroy Butler was not a game changer. You can't tell me that even going back to Darren Wilson, someone I modeled my game after, are not game changers. So hopefully they'll see that we are more than just a deep line of defense, that we can actually cause havoc on the field and change games.
Brian, how do you find out, and what was your immediate reaction? Were there tears? What was it like? Your family's all with you, so it's wonderful.
Absolutely. It was just joy. It wasn't really any tears. To be honest with you, I felt it coming, which is crazy to say, but I felt it coming, so I wasn't surprised by it, but at the same time, it was surprising once again because I don't see myself as this so-called Hall of Famer. I see myself as a husband, a father, and hopefully a good friend to those individuals that I'm blessed to come in contact with.
It's something that we all knew. A member of the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame is number 20, retired. Now the whole world knows it. Brian Dawkins, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what a way to get this weekend going in Minneapolis.